Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Reed. Thank you, members of the working group who posed questions. And thank you to the states who made statements and asked questions. So let me begin with you, Dr. Reed. You asked why the title of the general recommendation was changed somewhere along the line. And by the way, before I go any further, I must mention that the third member, Pastor Murillo, had initiated this general recommendation, but of course he's no longer a member of CERD. And so it fell to me to take it through the stages to adoption. Because of the wide consultation and because of the complaints, especially in the last 2 years, of racial profiling by law enforcement officials, the CERD took the decision to confine the general recommendation to law enforcement officials, because it seems as if that's the most problematic issue that people of African descent are facing right now. So it's the first general recommendation to do this, to focus on police officers and to focus on law enforcement. And we think that this has been generally welcomed. Dominic, thank you for your comments. You know, the only thing I can say, Dominic, is that the reason we are still here is that we have not settled the questions and the lessons of history. We have not mourned the victims buried in the Atlantic and in other oceans, rivers, and seas. This week, for example, we should all be talking about the atrocity of the Zong. The slaver on his way to Jamaica in 1781 and 142 enslaved Africans were drowned deliberately, 132 thrown deliberately by the crew, 10 jumped rather than suffer the indignity of being drowned by the crew, and they were coming from Ghana. And there are many other incidents of atrocities on the Middle Passage and on in plantation slavery. So we have to settle the questions of history before we can move on. And so I when I hear discussions about the dialogue among civilizations, I say, good idea, but we cannot have civilized dialogue if uncivilized acts go unresolved. So that, I think, is what is holding back progress. Some just wish to have reconciliatory talks without reparation. And others are saying only reparation can heal the wounds of the past and have peace and reconciliation. We need apologies. People need to take responsibility and then move on so that we can live together truly as one. And then, Ricardo, thanks for your comments on the appropriateness and timeliness of GR 36. And thank you for pointing out and for agreeing that it was important for us to put in compensation for violations, because we can't condone those who act with impunity. And I want to quote from the working group's report on its visit to Panama some years ago, and which we included actually in section 6 of the general recommendation, which is called Consequences of Racial Profiling. And I quote, "Racial profiling has negative and cumulative effects on the attitudes and well-being of individuals and communities. Taking into account that a person may be regularly subjected to racial profiling in his or her daily life, victims of racial profiling often understate and interiorize its impact due to lack of effective remedies and restorative tools." So you are quite right that in our various, and also I think others who spoke mentioned that on country visits, we, and because I was a member of the working group before, I can relate to this. We routinely met complaints about racial profiling. And so that's why I think that this is timely. And I thank you for welcoming the initiative. And I hope that you will help us to call attention, publicize the existence of this general recommendation. So I think I commented on the sentiments that were expressed in those comments and questions. Thank you, Dr. Reed.